I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Truman Capote made the Clutter family murders in Kansas famous in his book, In Cold Blood. Georgia's counterpart was the Allday family murders, one of the most notorious cases in Georgia history. Carl Isaacs and two other men escaped from a Maryland prison in May 1973 and picked up Carl's 15-year-old brother, Billy. They killed one man in Maryland. 4 days later, they stopped at the Allday farm outside Donaldsonville, Georgia in Seminole County looking for gas. After breaking into a family trailer, they murdered six Allday family members as they returned home from work, including Mary Allday, whom they also raped. The killers were captured days later in West Virginia. All were convicted and three were sentenced to death. But in 1985, a federal appeals court overturned the convictions because of pretrial publicity. They were tried and convicted again. The ringleader, Carl Isaacs, had been on death row 30 years longer than any other inmate when he was executed for the Allday murders on May 6, 2003, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.